Vivero Viejo Plant Nursery. In the mid-19th century, the advancement of the sand dunes led to another difficult chapter in Guardamar's history. In the words of Francisco Mira, "The people of Guardamar have been fighting for survival since it was founded. At first against attacks by conquering attacks, then against earthquakes, and today against the advancing sand dunes." Looking around this area now, no one would suspect that this place was once a desert before the 20th century. And it was in 1896 that large mounds of sand began to advance inland, covering 16 kilometers of land, ruining several hectares of crops, and threatening to bury the town. Forest engineer Francisco Mira y Botella was in charge of a solution: reforestation. First, he planned the construction of a coastal dune that would serve as a barrier and stop the sands before they left the beach. Next, he proceeded to secure it by planting species such as beach grass and rest harrow, thereby enriching the barren soil of the dunes with a carpet of vegetation. To repopulate the forests, he used stone and Aleppo pines, pine trees, and several species of eucalyptus. This artificial ecosystem would prove the only way of stopping the relentless advancement of the sand dunes. The cooperation and efforts of the residents of Guardamar were fundamental in helping the foresters' visions become reality. Additionally, the discovery of shallow fresh waters just a few meters beneath the surface allowed for the construction of a network of wells that were soon home to a number of plant species grown in situ. Incredible! Vivero Viejo was built in 1901, and it continued growing plants throughout several changes. Inside the nursery was a designated tool shed. Around the central walkways were planters decorated with the polychromic ceramic tiles. And the species that make up our forests today were planted on either side. In the words of forester Ricardo Codorniu, "Every little tree you plant is an advance sentinel placed to defend the town. An ever-vigilant sentinel that stops the wind in its tracks, making it powerless to shift even the smallest grain of sand." To the right of the vivero is a reservoir with a half-barrel fault. This is an effective traditional system that stores rainwater collected by pipes for later use for purposes of irrigation or even human consumption. It was constructed in the 50s and is one of the most important examples of Guardamar's water culture. To the left of the vivero is the Casa Forestal, the old tool shed and former residence of the forest wardens who guarded the pinewood. In the small square next to the reservoir, we can see a monument in memory of Francisco Mira. It consists of a bust of Francisco Mira in his Forestry Society uniform on a pedestal with an embossed inscription, Art Deco style. The bust is the work of Agustín Pantoja Mingot, a sculptor from Alicante and renowned maker of hoguera and fire monuments. For the residents of Guardamar, it is symbolic of how the entire town worked together to struggle to survive. The monument was erected to honor Francisco Mira for the years spent repopulating the area. The inscription reads, "From Guardamar to its adopted son, forest engineer Sir Francisco Mira y Botella, the man responsible for this area's reforestation, the 1st of July, 1945.